Good morning. How are you? Blessed indeed. I love the first reading. Of course, it's a very ancient reading, and we sing about it at Christmas. Comfort ye, give comfort to my people. And it's great, you know, like, oh, God tells us we need, our sin is expiated, we need comfort. And that makes us feel good. But then we listen to the second reading, it talks about the world ending in fire, and you better be ready, because he's going to come, and you go, oh, maybe I'm not so comforted after all. But the reality is, and, you know, again, especially with that second reading, people talk about Peter's clear that the world's going to end, the elements will be in fire. And so some people talk that the world will end with a nuclear war. We'll just blow each other up. And that should really scare us. And yet God says, comfort, give comfort to my people. So how do we get comfort in the midst of all the struggles, in the midst of all the fears that we have on this earth? And I think there's three things we need to do. We need to be patient, we need to have hope, and we need to be in love. Okay? Be patient, have hope, and be in love. The first thing, we need to be patient. God is patient with us, it says in the second reading, before it talks about how God's going to come back. And he wants everyone to be saved. The will of God isn't to get us and damn us. The will of God is to save us. And so he's patient with us. And so we need to be patient with ourselves. And as long as we're on the road, that we shouldn't constantly be focused on ourselves, but we need to make sure, you know, when I was praying yesterday, I was sitting there reflecting on my life, as, you know, you have to always do an examination of conscience. And I was so struck by how selfish I can be. Now, I know I'm the only person here that's very selfish sometimes, nobody else, but your pastor can be a selfish individual. And I was just repenting of that before the Lord. And I said, Lord, you know, what the heck is the matter with me? And there's lots of reasons for it. That doesn't matter. But the reality is, I got to sit there and just keep getting up and keep going on the way, the holiness that God's calling us to, right? Because that's what the second reading is about, that how holy we should be. And then we look at ourselves and realize we're not. But as long as we're on the road, as long as we keep getting up when we fall, as long as we keep going and saying, Jesus, I want your will more than I want my next breath. But this walking with you isn't always easy. So be patient with yourself, because God is patient with us. He wants you to be saved. Huh? So we need to be patient. The second thing we need is we need to have this hope in God. You know, because when he says about God's coming, every reading talks about God is coming. And for some people, God coming, that scares them. But it should be the last thing it does to scare us, because even all these readings, when it's talking about, except for the second, because Jesus had already come, when it talks about Jesus coming, it talks about Jesus coming as a Savior to save us. So we'd be ecstatic and hopeful when God is coming. When we say the Lord's Prayer today and we say, thy kingdom come, we're praying for God to come and save us. Not get us. Save us. Right? And remember, next Monday, not tomorrow, but next Monday will be our penance service. And I always preach the penance service on Advent, and it's less than 8 minutes. And I always use the same reading. You will name him Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. So everybody's going to come to the penance service, because some of you haven't been to confession in a while and you need to be saved. You can't do it yourself. You can't sit there and say, I'll just go to Jesus and tell him I'm sorry. Excuse me, you just didn't hurt Jesus when you sinned. You hurt all of us. So the priest represents Jesus and the rest of the body. If you go and say you hurt someone you love and you say, you know, you don't say a word to them, but you go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm so sorry I hurt that person I love, my spouse. What's he going to say? You go to them and ask them for their forgiveness. Don't just come to me. You go to them. And so when we sin, it's always communal. There is no such thing as, I just hurt me and Jesus, so I just have to go to Jesus. No, no, no. When you and I sin, we hurt the whole body of Christ. So we need to be forgiven by the whole body of Christ, not just Jesus. So he gave us priests to represent the whole body and him. So you need to go to confession for Christmas. So next Monday, there'll be 8 confessors here. We'll have an 8-minute penance service, and we'll start And this will keep going until the last person's in line. So come to confession on Monday. But anyway, when we know that Jesus comes and he wants to save us, he wants us to be saved. So we got to have this hope that God is always on our side, that God isn't out to get us, he's out to save us. But then the third thing is the best way to prepare ourselves to when Jesus comes for us is to be people in love with him and people in love with others. Now again, love is one of the hardest things we ever do because love puts other people in front of us. Love kills selfishness. That's why when I was struggling with my own selfishness, it's saying I'm not as loving as I need to be in any way, shape, or form. And so what we got to do is sit there and think, do I put myself first before God? Do I put my first self first before others? Or do I put God first and I put others first? And if not, then what we got to do is I can tell you what I've done since I've been ordained almost 28, 29 years ago, whatever it is now. That every time I go to Mass, and I've told you this before, every time, every day I'm at Mass, every time I hold up Jesus in the most blessed sacrament, in his body and in his blood, I make the same prayer. Increase my love for you and for your people. Increase my love for you and for your people. If that is a prayer that all of us could say every day, he can never say no to that prayer, right? He ain't going to say, no, I ain't going to do it. Nope, you're not going to get that one. You and I, if we're praying every day to love God more and to love others more, we have nothing to worry about if he comes in fire and the world ends today. Because that's what it's ultimately about, to love God above all things and love others more than we love ourselves, the way Jesus did on the cross. So just a little bit of encouragement that one, we be patient with ourselves, but we keep going. Two, we have great hope that God is coming to save us. And three, that we pray every day that we love God more and that we love others. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stay.